Prologue. The Skywalker's Bedroom, Rotunda Zone, Coruscant, 0300 hours. This is going to be another sleepless night. But should I have killed him? Maybe I should try some meds. Warm milk, even. I've taken a lot of lives. Ever since Ben asked us how many, I've been counting. Maybe Luke's been adding up the tally, too. But he hasn't mentioned it since. Where's Ben? I was better placed than anyone to assassinate Palpatine. Now I look back on it and wonder how history would have turned out if I'd come to my senses and killed him when I had the chance. I'd have been a traitor then. I'd be a hero now. And he'd still be dead either way. Perspective is a funny thing. How many people died because I didn't make that call? I didn't even realize that I could. Ben, I feel you're alive, but where are you? It's been days. So, how would I have known when it was the only option left? When things had gone too far and someone had to do it? And how come Luke is sleeping like a comatose nerf? I wish I could. If I switch on the holonews, though, even without the audio, it might disturb him. Meditation isn't working either. Maybe I should just get up and go for a walk. Ben, if Jason doesn't know where you are, what are you up to? I have to stop doing this. He's a smart kid. And he's been trained by the best. He'll be okay. And maybe he knows now that killing someone is a split second, a heartbeat, a thing you're trained to do until you don't stop to debate it. And then it can't ever be undone. Now that he's killed for himself and knows the mark it leaves in your head, perhaps he won't judge me or his father harshly. That's his legacy from Mom and Dad. Assassin, freedom fighter, soldier. Call it what you will. It all ends in a body count. Ben's joined the family business. But I don't know what he's doing, or even where he is right now. I'm worried sick. I don't care how strong his force powers are. Jedi die like everyone else. And it's a big and pitiless galaxy, and he's just a kid. My kid. Ben, if you can feel me, reach back. Let me know you're okay. Luke never believes me when I tell him he snores. He snores, all right. Ben? You okay? Luke's awake. He can do that without warning. Bang. He just snaps alert.
It's the middle of the night.
I know.
You're worrying about Ben.
No, he can look after himself. Why do I say that? Luke knows what I'm thinking. I shouldn't have eaten so late.
I'm worried about him, too.
He punches the pillow into a more comfortable shape and buries his head in it.
But he's okay. I can still feel him.
Nothing is okay now. Luke knows it. I know it. The whole family knows it. There's a war going on across the galaxy. But it's the war within my family that I care about most. My son's a stranger most days. And Jason. I don't think I know Jason Solo at all. And Lumia. She tried to kill my kid. For that, sweetheart, you're going to have to answer to me. I'm coming for you, and soon. I think I can get some sleep now. I feel more relaxed already.